Nós estamos iniciando trabalho sobre os símbolos da
vida. We are beginning a study on the symbols of life.
Começamos por ouvir cântico.
And we began by listening to a song that says, to live in the desert before making oneself known.
Porque nós temos muita pressa.
Because we are in a great hurry to manifest ourselves. We are in a great hurry to make ourselves known, to inspire others, to boss others. But all this does not end well when we have not yet crossed the desert.
Chamando atenção para isto.
So the song is drawing our attention
nós,
to this.
Quando estamos no caminho espiritual,
when we are on the spiritual path,
temos uma grande necessidade de alimento espiritual.
We have great need for spiritual nourishment.
Temos uma avidez interior da consciência.
Our consciousness has a great inner longing.
Não se contenta com as coisas do mundo.
And it is no longer satisfied with things of the world or with things of life. One's consciousness is no longer satisfied with the teaching that comes from the outside. No matter how correct it might be, no matter how real it might be, but we reach the point when this no longer satisfies us, and at the same time, we do not yet have the possibility of nourishing ourselves and of finding this teaching, this force within ourselves. This is an intermediary moment because all of us stopped being satisfied with the things of the world and of life, always a little before we managed to attain real life, before we managed to find what we were seeking. All of us go through this, and this stretch of our pathway, in which nothing from the outside satisfies us anymore, but we do not yet have that something flowing inside, it is not yet available to us. This is what we call the desert, to cross the desert. But we only reach this situation when we have already really made up our minds to be guided inwardly. And we have no other option because there are no more guides to be found here on the outside. We no longer find anything that really satisfies us. And what remains is this internal, this hiatus, this desert, this stretch of the pathway we have to follow, because at this point of the pathway, when we are neither one thing or another, where we cannot find what we want, and we don't know where to look for it, and we don't know where to find it, and we go there to get it and it's not there anymore, we have to cross this desert. We need this situation because it is in this situation that we will verify if we are persevering. It's in this situation that we will prove to ourselves if our fidelity is already mature, is disciplined. Because if our fidelity is false, and our perseverance is artificial, or if it is just beginning, this will become clear in this desert. And so this crossing of the desert does not happen. It does not take place. And so we go through intermediary situations of commitment until we are ready for a new test, for a new impulse. If we remain in this situation, and only in faith can we remain there, when we need something that should come from the inside and it doesn't come forth, And nothing from the outside has meaning. And if we persevere, and if we do not give up, at the moment we decide to keep on going and to continue in spite of everything, this is when the desert ceases. At this moment, what is to come from the inside begins to come forth, and this is imperceptible. It gives no signs, and when we realize it, it is already coming. When we perceive it, it is already there. As long as we have not gone through this test, whatever we want to give to others is not real. It has not been proved in us, and the other person does not feel secure in what we are saying, because we have not yet crossed the desert. So none of us can guarantee that we are really faithful, and none of us can guarantee that we really persevere, that we are truly what we say we are. And the others perceive this. And so they do not have a true point of reference. They do not receive a force they need, what they are lacking. And it is good for us to see this clearly, so that we do not let others down in this aspect of faith and perseverance at the time when the others are going through a critical moment that is difficult for them, and a situation which we ourselves have already experienced. And we know that in these situations of transition, it is good for us not to be discouraged. It is good for our better side to be strengthened. That which builds this solid base, that which helps us cross this desert, and to strengthen others, and to help others in all they need, all this is built on gratitude. Those who are not grateful for their own process, those who are not grateful for the trials they themselves undergo, will never find this base within themselves. So we are not going to learn gratitude in this stage. We cross the desert correctly, without weakening, when, in former phases, we had already trained our gratitude. We had developed our gratitude. We had established gratitude within ourselves. Because only gratitude helps us to get through these trials in such a way that they cannot upset us, and they truly cannot upset us. They are trials we go through for our growth. We undergo the trials in order to grow spiritually, in order to develop inwardly. And if we are not grateful for a trial which we are undergoing, we shall never acquire this force, we shall never have this fidelity we need to cross the desert. We shall never get through these stages of not knowing where we are, because this does happen throughout the spiritual path, and of not knowing how to acquire the necessary nutrition. And here we have to have this gratitude already grounded in our being, a gratitude we trained in other stages, a gratitude we practiced in other circumstances, in other life situations, and also this firm decision to not stray from the goal, this decision to not leave the path come what may. And what will happen will be that which is most difficult for us. So for each one, something different will happen. The test to see if you will not give up will be different for each one, because this test will be the one that is hardest for you.
A coisa que mais
the plan chooses that thing which would most cause you to fall back, and the plan gives you just that, and that is your test.
Si
and there you have to prove to yourself that you are steady. That is, that you are there, that you do not depend on someone else, that you do not depend on what someone else does. The others do to you that which is the worst thing for you. That is their role. And circumstances have that role to play. So you must remain steady there. There you have to say, I will go on. I will go on. Regardless of this, in spite of this, I will go on. Because this is not important. All this doesn't matter at all. What matters is for you to go on. Nothing else. What you went through, what you are going through, what you are feeling, what you are thinking, none of this matters in the least in face of this issue for you to go on in spite of everything. This is the point in question. And this is the point of this song. This is what underlies this song. And evidently, it does not simply drop us at this point, but right away it states that the source of the teaching is to be found in the inner worlds. Go within yourself. Go within yourself once and for all, and stop waiting for this to come from the outside or from someone. Let go of this once and for all, and seek what you need, the teaching for life, how to live, the way to live. Go and get all this within your inner self. This is what this song is saying to us at this moment. And the teaching is none other than for you to find this route, for you to find this pathway, to reach the source, to reach your inner self, to reach your center point. That which is your core in this stage of your life. And when you get there, when you arrive at the threshold of this core, or when you are inside this core, gratitude will then no longer be something theoretical to you, or something that you have to work hard to attain. When you reach that point, you will find in that core, gratitude for everything. Gratitude for everything you lived through, right from the beginning of your life, right from the outset of your incarnation. In there you have gratitude for everything. So you will really be united with everything. And you will be healed of your ingratitude. You will be healed of your lack of understanding that everything happens for your good, and whatever is happening is made to measure, is precisely what you need in the exact measure for you to grow. But until you reach your inner core, you have to work at being grateful. You have to discern. You have to think. You have to overcome yourself. You have to transcend your mind, your way of understanding. You have to make a clean slate of all your qualities. And so you have to make great effort to be grateful. You make great effort to accept, to move ahead. But when you reach your inner core, gratitude for everything comes over you. And nothing is left out of this gratitude. This is the source of the teaching, this source that is in there. And it's in there to teach us, to be in this one life, to be in this confluence of things, so that we don't exclude anything, so that nothing gets excluded and we are not excluded from anything. This is the meaning of this song and the symbol of this desert. It is a symbol that refers to a passage in our life. This desert is symbolizing a point in our existence, a moment in our existence, which we all have to go through. So we are going to see how far this symbol of the desert is alive in us. And if we can really live it within our actual circumstances, and if we can be steady until we become that gratitude for everything and for everyone, we will see that this symbol will take us on to a greater symbol, to another situation. So when we become stable in face of everything that comes to us, what happens is that, to a certain extent, we let go of our ego. To a certain extent, we become stripped of this ego, freed from this ego. And as we become liberated from this ego, we begin to equilibrate the rest of humanity, which is totally ego. The rest of humanity doesn't want anything to do with this desert. The rest of humanity has nothing to do with this. So to the extent that you become freed from this, to the extent that you become divested of this, to the extent that you become steady on the path in spite of everything, this is where you receive this other symbol that comes next, which is another situation. And this is the symbol of the peak of the mountain, because all we have been describing is really the way up the mountain. It is a desert, and through the desert, you experience an ascesis, climbing the mountain. But when you cross this desert, you have already reached a certain distance upward on the mountain, where your consciousness becomes more subtle, it becomes purer. And so the other symbol that is significant in your life after this symbol of the desert, the next symbol that is real for you is the peak of the mountain, the mountain in its highest point. So that is our next place. That is our next stage. So this work we are doing is to cross the desert and to end up totally dispossessed so that we can contribute towards an equilibrium of this planet. That is, a humanity full of egos, a humanity that wastes everything, a humanity that uses up everything, has to find an antidote, has to find something that is opposite to balance out its destructive action. It has to find that someone who crosses the desert, someone who is dispossessed, who renounces, who makes up for all this waste, this consumerism, all this robbery, this pilferage, which is the life of those who have not yet gone through these stages, or those who are still getting ready to go through these stages. Let's see if we can carry this forward until we feel perfectly at home in the desert. In this crossing, where we are seeking true nourishment, which is not to be found in life, in the external side, in the world, it is not to be found in some other person. So let's see how far we can come in regard to these symbols, so that after we can become lighter and freer, so that we can become less deluded and can have more light, more discernment. If we can leave here having this peak of the mountain closer to us, and if we can then be more stable in face of this other symbol, which is another situation, where we will become lighter, freer, purer, at another height, on another level of consciousness, on the level where all this we went through no longer matters. It has all been transcended, overcome. But for this living, this doing, to really occur, we must not count on others to help us in this. So if we are to do this work, the first thing is not to count on anyone to attain this contact, to reach this inner source. And those who are really prepared and willing to do this work are not even going to rely on some structure for the work. They are not going to count on anything. All those things that belong to those who have not yet crossed the desert, or who are beginning to cross the desert and who still have some cleaning up to do in themselves to really get into this desert. So we are going to offer ourselves to be in the desert. And this state is so important because if we are not able to live this state, if we don't reach the point of divesting ourselves of all these, our human needs, our human pretensions, our human aspirations, if we are not able to transcend all this, if we are not able to really be what we are meant to be and to live what we are meant to live regardless of whatever might be next to us, around us, near us, with us, if we are not able to be despite all these, we will not be able to live this symbol. We will not be able to deal with this situation, which is the only situation that sets us free. Because as long as you expect something and you get it, you are still on the level of your ego. As long as you wish for something and that wish is fulfilled, you are on the level of your ego. Because it is the ego that wishes for things. So you really have to be in another state, in a state where everything that happens is no longer important to you. It doesn't mean anything to you anymore. And you go on, and you proceed, and you have made up your mind decisively to be what you are. So all that is around you really has to be a desert. You must not expect anything at all from all this. You have to be really committed to this crossing so that later on you can reach the other symbol, so that later on you can begin to feel that you are at a certain height, which is to say, a certain rarefied vibration, a certain sense of freedom, of cleansing, of greater purity. And see how this proposal is necessary for us right now. Here is what someone who is present is sharing.
Qual deveria ser o limite
What should be the limit
entre um mínimo de ego
between the minimum
e o nível
of ego
do amor próprio,
and the level
da autoestima.
Of love of self, of self-esteem?
Ué,
that is,
superar o meu ego,
if I overcome
eu não
my ego,
vou perder a minha autoestima?
Won't I lose my self-esteem?
Como eu vou enfrentar estas provas?
How can I face these trials?
Porque o que se vê muito
Because
em volta,
what
diz
we
a pessoa,
see all around, says the person, is people with low self-esteem.
Autoestima é coisa de ego.
Self-esteem
Porque
belongs to the ego.
Que a gente descobre
Because one of the first things we discover in the
é
desert
que todas as qualidades
is that all the qualities you might perhaps find in yourself all belong to the soul or to
e
the spirit.
Todos os defeitos são da
And all the failings belong to the personality. So I don't understand what this person
autoestima
means by losing
é
one's self-esteem. Self-esteem is something
perder,
that really has to be lost. Because if you don't lose this self-esteem willingly, self-esteem of what? If all your real qualities are not in you, your true qualities are in your soul, in your spirit. So those who do not discover this and do not lose their self-esteem for their ego in time, they will be compelled to lose it. They will lose their self-esteem because they will look at themselves and won't like what they see anymore. What does self-esteem mean to someone who is in the desert, someone who is really seeking the heights, someone who is seeking other values? The first condition is for the person not to have self-esteem, as he or she had up to now. Now, if the person loses his or her self-esteem and does not understand what is happening, if the person stops esteeming himself or herself and doesn't know that, this is a very necessary movement that must occur before transcending certain heights. If the person hasn't understood this yet, then the person has to go and do therapy, because the moment has not yet come for him or her to cross the desert, because I don't know what we have to esteem on the level of our personality. That is, for those who are at this point, I'm not talking about certain people who even need to be valued, but this is another point in evolution. It's not the point we are working on during this meeting. So for those of you who still have self-esteem at this level, ask God to dislodge this self-esteem, because you're not going to get anywhere with this self-esteem, except to the level of the personality, except to these things of the personality. Either you stop mulling over all these things of the ego, psychological things, and you throw all this out, or you will not cross the desert. You will only go so far, then you will scream and cry and plead and turn back on the steps taken. You'll go back to the busy streets of the cities of life, and you will put off this phase of the desert for another stage. But it would be a pity if this phase of the desert were not to be understood and really taken on. There you will come across your lack of self-esteem, and much more. If you really enter the desert, you will find many other things that you have to find so that you can transcend them. You will find many other things. Lack of self-esteem is the kindergarten of the desert. You are going to find other things. Those aspects that you never imagined could exist will begin to surface. So you meet someone in the hallway, and a thought comes to mind about that person that you never imagined you could possibly think about anyone. Do you see what happens? Things like this, and you have to go through all this. All this is the experience of the desert. The experience of the desert is no joke. It is not a balm, nor merely a quest for alignment. It's this whole experience, this entire encounter, this coming into contact with dryness. This is what it is.
Quem tem que construir a ponte é você.
And you are the one who has to build the bridge between one point and another.
É você.
You are the one who has to unite things and build the synthesis.
Buscando.
You who are studying or who are seeking.
Temos nestas etapas o
so in these stages,
livros.
We have support from the books. The books back us up when we are in need of reassurance for our individual work side by side with this. As a group, more than one person studying together, we now have the energy coming from the recordings. We have the oral energy, the energy of the spoken word. We have the vibration coming from each recording. But for us to be able to see things we have never seen before in certain books, things we have never perceived before, because here, right from the first book, beginning with the book Our Life in Dreams, there are things we have never noticed, even though we cherished the book and even held it close in our memory. There are some things in that book that we could not have possibly perceived up until today. We couldn't have perceived these things because if we had done so, we would already be understanding our dreams in another way, or we would have already developed a different relationship with our inner life. So now we know that we have to seek this source. And in the book, Our Life in Dreams, there probably are keys for you to reach this source, keys that you need now. And at the time you read the book and studied it, you didn't see these keys. You saw other things there. The recordings give this impulse. The recordings give this force. The recordings give the basis for you to go out and discover these things, for you to engage in this quest. If you are not following this quest, you don't get beyond listening to the first recording, because the recordings place you on the path of this quest. If you don't break with all that, if you don't have the intention to let go of what you are on the level of the ego, you won't go ahead and listen to the second recording. Because even though the recordings might be touching on subjects like farming or harvesting beans, this is the energy of the recordings. So we have to enter this new stage, having all this clear in our minds, having both the desert and the mountain peak ahead of us as a goal. And then we will enter these new cycles with a new life, with another perspective, with a different view of this pathway. And we have to have a vision of this pathway. So here the question is, are you going to take up the desert this time so that you can be freed from yourself, from your ego, for you to leave off this nonsense that you have to be freed from your husband, from your children, from your destiny, from your boss? You don't have to be freed from any of this. Nothing of this ties anyone down, no matter who it might be. None of this ties anyone down, social situations, economic situations. None of this ties anyone down. You are a captive of your own self, your own ego. So as long as you need so much support, so many things, so much confirmation, so much help, so much recognition from others, so much gratefulness, you haven't even stepped onto the sand. You haven't even felt the heat of the sand on the soles of your feet. You aren't prepared yet to reach that mountain peak. And you don't get to that mountain peak by plane, nor carried in anyone's arms. You don't get there this way. What happens is that in general we go round and round, but we don't get into it. So here it's a question of either you're letting go of the support and going into your inner work, or if you have already done this, and there may be some people who have already done so. If you have already done this, you may be waiting for some sort of impulse to go on, and you will find this energy
Agora,
there as well.
É este.
Now, this
Se
is the present moment of the work. If you are going
sendo,
to keep on going the way
fazendo,
you were and doing what you were always doing, in time, the work will no longer hold any attraction for you. And this is not because of the work itself. It's that you did not put your finger on the spot you have to touch within yourself in order to let go of your ego. This is the recommendation, because what people need inwardly is no longer to stop going on being deluded. What people need is not to stop giving in to their weaknesses. It's no longer to stop bargaining with their failings. What people do need is to look themselves squarely in the face, not to confront others, but to face themselves, to see themselves, and then to resolve their problems. Resolve their own problems means, if they are looking at themselves, perhaps they will become very sad or very depressed, as they say in the world. But if you look at yourself, not to this side of you that you already know, look at your highest point. Turn your attention there, and you look at your highest, most elevated point. And of course, you will look there and you won't see anything, because your sight is not used to this. Your sight is used to focusing on your personal aspects, your human aspects, those aspects everyone knows, and many even like these aspects. Aren't you loved by so many people who like you? So your eyes are addicted to seeing this image. So when you look to your higher point, you probably won't see anything. But you have to persevere. You have to keep on. You have to keep on looking there. You must not give up. You say, oh, I look there and I don't see anything. That's right. That's it. But persist. Keep on looking there. Keep on in this direction. Persist. This is the work that has to be done now. And of course, with this, many people will discard various layers, freeing themselves and becoming much lighter. To live in the desert before making oneself known. The source of the teaching is in the inner worlds.